In this episode of Dental Dialogue, Dr. Dawn Durbin shares her incredible journey from overcoming a traumatic dental experience as a child to dealing with overwhelming debt from dental school. She and her husband work tirelessly to achieve financial freedom and build a successful practice, all while prioritizing patient care. Join us as we listen to her inspiring story and learn how she's helping other dentists find their own path to a stress-free and fulfilling career. It's a story of resilience, determination, and the power of transformation. Welcome to Dental Dialogue, the podcast where private practice dentists emerge and excel. Join me, business coach Kimberly Lucas, and my co-host, Dr. Dawn Durbin. We uncover the secrets to running a thriving dental practice with low-stress days and excellence across three pillars: practice, patients, and peace. Your journey to dental practice success starts here on Dental Dialogue. Hi, thank you for joining us today. I'm Kimberly Lucas, and this is Dr. Dawn Durbin. And today, Dr. Durbin is going to tell us a little bit about herself and her background in dentistry.
Hello. Thank you, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
I am Dawn Durbin. I'm a general dentist in beautiful Corydon, Indiana. I'd like to start off by telling a little bit about why I got into dentistry. When I was 6 years old, I went to the dentist for the first time, and this was supposedly a family friend. I was very scared, so my mom called the office and said, you know, she's throwing a fit. What do I do? And they said, well, just tell her that we're just going to take x-rays and take a look, and that's all we'll do for the day. So as a result, I walked into the dentist feeling very, very brave, and unbeknownst to me or my mom, the next thing I knew, I was getting 6 shots in my mouth. I had 4 teeth filled and 2 teeth extracted. And I really believe that I was in shock after that. And as the dentist was working on me, I could smell all those dental smells, the Copalite. He was actually smoking over the top of my head as he was doing my fillings. It was just horrible. So I walked out into the waiting room in my office. It's a reception room. I walked out into the waiting room and I took one look at my mom and I passed out on my face. And I had blood running down my face from the extractions, and the next thing I knew, my mom swooped me up, and I was probably only out for just a second. I remember her cursing that dentist up one side, down the other, out the door we went, and it was a good 6 years before she got me to go back to another dentist. She found a wonderful pediatric dentist for me, but you know, at that moment when I was sort of waking up, I thought to myself, if I have the opportunity someday to help make this not so scary for other people and to help make it better, that is going to be my goal in life. And I sort of made a commitment that day to become a dentist.
Good for you.
And to help make it better.
Well, I'm certainly glad you did. Well,
thank you. Oh, so it was my dream to go to college. Neither of my parents had gone to college. And I worked from the time I was 15. And I worked through high school, college, dental school, and I worked many jobs during that time. As a little tidbit, a lot of people know this and they think it's funny. For 1 year of my college, I actually lived on a houseboat that had no bathroom. I paid $50 a month in rent, which tells you what a nice houseboat that was. And I would go to the gym every morning and shower. And my mom actually saved coffee cans for me in case of a bathroom emergency. So that's just a little tidbit about my past life.
Wow.
But during college, during dental school, I took out the maximum amount of loans that was allowable. I had to buy food, my books, gas for my car, pay rent. And although I took out the maximum amount of loans, it really wasn't enough. Like I said, I did work all through school. But that was a really hard time for me. But my point is, I got into a lot of debt. When I got out of dental school, I went into an associateship for 3.5 years. And It was heavily insurance dependent. I had all chairs full at all times. I was running from chair to chair to chair. And one morning I woke up when I was 29 years old and my neck hurt. Well, the next morning I woke up and I couldn't move the left side of my body.
Oh, no.
I had been so, I don't know, busy, so stressed. I actually had a partially herniated disc in my neck. And that 3.5 years really taught me a lot about how I didn't want to practice dentistry. So I knew that I wanted to provide individualized care, do the best dentistry that I could do, and help people feel relaxed and not be scared. And I knew that the dentistry I was producing at that time was definitely not my best because, honestly, the assistant was doing a lot of the work and I had spent zero time training her because I hit the floor running in that practice.
Well, and how can you do your best work when you have that kind of time constrictions on you?
Absolutely. It was horrible, actually. Yeah. And sadly, I mean, I think a lot of dentists practice like that, thinking there's maybe not another way. So I ended up buying my own practice out in the country. And I knew I didn't know how to run a business was the problem. So a wonderful mentor and friend named Dr. John Hoskins from Asheville, North Carolina, had been through the Schuster Center for Professional Development in Arizona. And I happened to be at a seminar one day with him, and we were at lunch. And there were about 8 of us sitting around this table having lunch. And I said, oh gosh, guys, I don't know how to run this practice. I don't know if I should hire another hygienist. I really just don't know what I'm doing. And John looked at me and he said, you really need to go to the Schuster Center. And I said, well, tell me about that. And all he did was, I don't even know where to start. And I said, well, that's the place I've got to go. So at the center, I learned a lot of structure. I learned solid business practices, but I did not yet have a roadmap of how to get myself out of this debt that I had mounted up. In fact, I ended up $1.2 million in debt by the time all my school loans were accounted for, the practice, the equipment loan. We didn't have any credit cards or anything like that. It was all just, you know,
practice.
Yes, yes.
Professional debt.
I would like to say that my husband, Kevin, worked full-time at a factory, ironically making toothpaste at Colgate. he also worked full-time running his own construction business. And the dental office that we bought had good bones, but it had been a dental office for the previous 30 years, and it was very dated. So Kevin and I spent the next 8 years every weekend tearing it apart, had our tool belts on. We moved walls. We put in new windows, doors, moved rooms, relocated the bathroom. I mean, we did a lot of work. And then on Sunday nights, we would scramble to put it back together and make it look like a dental office again for that next week. And then we'd tear it all apart again on Thursday night.
Oh my gosh.
It was very trying physically. But he is a trooper and he's a finisher. And so without him, it never would have gotten done.
And it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Your office is beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's all us, you know, mm-hmm. that's in it.
Yep.
And so we were also replacing equipment as we needed to. So I would save up and buy a new air compressor. The air compressor was an automotive air compressor that the dentist had before I got there. It was 6 feet tall, huge around. It shook the entire building when that thing came on. And I thought, oh my gosh, that thing's got to go. Plus, you know, it's squirting out oil and everything else when you need air, right? So anyway, during those 8 years when Kevin was running his construction business, he had a skid steer loader and he was listening to the radio on headphones while he was operating his loader. And so almost every night he would come home and tell me about this new guy that he was listening to on the radio named Dave Ramsey. And every night it was Dave said, Dave said, Dave said. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I hear another word about this Dave guy, who is this Dave guy? Well, Kevin didn't have much growing up, and he was always very careful to live on less than what he made. And he was not in debt until I came along with, you know, the $1.2 million. And that debt was very overwhelming to him. And to me,
I'm sure to many people.
Oh, gosh. You know, to me, it just was what it was. You know, I went to school and I did what I had to do. And I thought, well, here we are.
Now what do I do?
Now what do I do? Exactly. So on a sunny Saturday morning, it had been a very cold winter, and it was the first warm Saturday of the spring, and Kevin dragged me to a Dave Ramsey seminar. I did not want to go. And Dave says that usually in a couple, you'll see heel marks through the asphalt on the way in where one wanted to go and the other one didn't. They were being dragged. And within the first couple of minutes, Dave had me laughing, which really all of a sudden made me angry because I was pouting because I didn't want to be there. I thought, oh my gosh, he's making me laugh. This is against the rules. But I remember this one point in the seminar when it felt like I got punched in the gut. And Dave was wrapping these huge chains around him, one at a time. One went around his neck and through an arm, and another went around his neck and he put his leg through it. And he was, and just these huge chains. He was standing there awkwardly balancing on one leg for several moments as the auditorium just fell silent because he said, "This is what it feels like being in debt." And as he spoke in a silent auditorium, boom, he dropped one of the chains. Boom, he dropped another one of the chains. I mean, the sound was almost deafening. And he said, "Now this is what it feels like to be out of debt." Oh my gosh. I just remember thinking, yeah, the situation that we are in is very bad and we don't have a roadmap to get ourselves out of it. The next morning, on Sunday morning, I told Kevin, "I'm just going to go to the office for a while and I'm just going to work." Well, my intent was to sit there and list all of the debts, smallest to largest. I had my whole stack of bank loan books and everything. And I estimated how long it would take to get out of debt. And actually, to this day, I still have that folder. And when I hold that folder, it's in a drawer right next to my desk. I labeled that folder "my debt," not "our debt," "my debt," because I got us into this. I still can feel exactly how I felt on that day when I wrote it all out. When I hold that folder in my hands today, it almost brings me to tears.
Wow.
So anyway.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. Kevin and I worked together for several. Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. I mean, you know what? And you are not the only one that can feel those chains.
Yeah.
There's so many out there that feel those chains and just want to break free.
Yes.
And don't know how.
That's right. Yep.
And thankfully, you do.
Yes. So, I mean, it was not easy. Kevin and I worked really, really hard together for several years. We really focused. We sold our house. We buckled down. We got radical. Like, we hardly ate out. We just saved money everywhere we could. When we sold our house, we ended up renting a house across the street from the office. It had crickets in the basement that jumped on me when I did laundry. Oh. We had mice in the house. There were squirrels in the walls and the attics. This was not a fun time in my life. And here I was thinking, I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to be living the high life. What happened? Oh, God, welcome to planet Earth, right? So we focused down. We devised a plan with structure, and we paid off everything: school loans, practice, equipment, cars. We ended up buying a house that was in foreclosure. It needed a ton of work, but fortunately, we had a lot of experience. So we remodeled the house ourselves completely and moved out of the cricket house. Well, eventually, we got to go to Dave Ramsey's studio in Tennessee. We got to sign the debt-free wall. We got to be on the radio and do the "I'm debt-free" scream. Oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, while at the Schuster Center, I met you.
Yes.
And you were one of our instructors.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that, but that was a huge blessing in my life. I sort of just skipped over that, didn't I?
That's okay.
So meanwhile, back at Dave's office, the funny part about that was on the way home, our car overheated and we had just paid off everything, right? And so we had car trouble and we were kind of sitting on the side of the road and I found it hilarious. Kevin, not so much. One of the biggest reasons why I wanted to become debt-free was because I wanted my patients to not feel that I was a desperate salesperson. Mm-hmm. I wanted to truly not care if they accepted all of the treatment, a little bit of the treatment, or none of the treatment. It really freed me up to be able to say, here are the options, and give them options and give them pluses and minuses of that. Whatever they choose, they choose. And that way they're more in control and I don't have to worry so much about making some sort of a payment. Mm-hmm. So I know right now that a lot of the new dentists, in fact, most of them have a lot of debt load. The national average right now is over $300,000, and that's just school loans. And so I know that that is not, this is before they're able to get a practice or anything. So that creates a lot of stress for the dentist, their family, their patients, mm-hmm. because they feel it. Trust me, they feel it. My patients feel my nonchalant attitude. And I know they felt it when I was uptight too. And I really cared what they chose. So,
well, you still care about what they choose, right?
Well, I want them to find the best option for them.
For them. That's the key. You want them to choose what's right for them.
Exactly.
What's best for them.
Not what's
about
best
you.
For me. Exactly.
That's the difference. And yes. That's what people can feel.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I really want to be able to share the experience that I've had. I want to be able to share how, you know, somebody who's in the shoes that I was in. I don't want to say I've blazed the trail, but I've felt the pain. And I'm not one of these people that thinks that pain and bad experiences are badges of honor. I absolutely don't. It's just part of life. And I want to help make dentists' lives more stress-free so that they can not be worried all the time, which creates a more fun office environment. And the better, more smoothly that your office runs, the happier team you have, I believe, the better dentistry you can provide. So I think now is the perfect time for the two of us to begin this journey together. And you've been my business coach for gosh, how long now?
Since 2014.
Since 2014. Mm-hmm. And we have made so many amazing changes. And I mean, honestly, things run smoothly at my office. We're profitable. And I want the dentists who listen to this to become as stress-free, as profitable, have an amazing life that they want. Which ultimately, I believe, helps deliver the best dentistry they can.
I agree. Happy doctor, happy team, happy patients.
Right. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I am so glad to be part of this part of your journey.
I'm glad too. Thank you. So, and thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Dental Dialogue. I'm Dr. Dawn Durbin with Kimberly Lucas, and it's been our pleasure to share insights and strategies for your dental practice's growth and success. If today's discussion sparked ideas or inspired action, we invite you to connect with us. Subscribe, leave a review, and visit our website for more resources. Join us next time for more dialogue that empower you to emerge and excel. Until then, remember, transforming your practice is within reach.